welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can join us. You know, the frustrations that people are feeling, and it's not so much, again, because of this particular case. It's because of what we know is coming. And when you have a Supreme Court that has been put together like this one, this will go down without question as the most slanted Supreme Court in the history of the nation. And it's only been there. It's only been together for, you know, a year, if that. And yet you already know what the outcome is going to be with these last three justices. These last three justices that Donald Trump and his band with Mitch McConnell and Lindsey Graham have orchestrated and have been wanting to see happen for decades has finally come to fruition. Of the nine justices sitting on the current court, five, all of them in the majority opinion that overturned Roe, were appointed by presidents who initially lost the popular vote. Think about that. They wouldn't be there. They shouldn't even be there. The people who appointed them lost the popular vote. That makes it illegitimate. But it doesn't matter, because even though it is illegitimate, at the root of it, they are there. And they'll be there for the next three decades in some instances. You want to talk about illegitimacy with Donald Trump talking about Joe Biden's presidency being illegitimate? What is illegitimate is, again, of five of the nine justices that are presently on the Supreme Court, two of the presidents that wound up as presidents lost the popular vote. Three appointed by Donald Trump were confirmed by senators who represent a minority of Americans. A majority of this court, in other words, were not appointed by a process that is representative of the will of the American people. Two were appointed via starkly undemocratic means put in place by bad actors willing to change the rules to suit their needs. Neil Gorsuch only has his seat because Republicans, led by Mitch McConnell, blocked the ability of Barack Obama to nominate Merrick Garland or anyone to a Supreme Court seat, claiming that because it was an election year, voters should get to decide. And then Donald Trump appointed Amy Coney Barrett and a radically rushed and incompetent, incoherent process in an election year. So if you just flip-flop, Amy Coney Barrett and Merrick Garland, we don't have 6-3, we have 5-4. And as it turns out, Roberts, who's a Republican, oftentimes votes for the Democrats, this wouldn't have happened. So the Supreme Court, the one entity that you constantly hear people talking about, the greatness of our nation, really is not exactly what it should be when you look at the history of what happened. And it is a frustrating, somber reality that we are going to have to deal with for the next 30 years or so. Our phone lines open as always at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You could text us at that same number. You know, and then you look at a guy like Clarence Thomas. And I never will forget when Clarence Thomas first got nominated by then Ronald Reagan. And Clarence Thomas was nominated for that position because of I'm having one of those senior moments today where Sam helped me out. So when somebody is appointed to a position because there's been discriminatory practices, and so we have to correct it. What is that called?
Oh, gosh, I failed AP Gov. Come on.
I don't know why I'm having trouble. This is a simple term. I'm a black person. I said, no, when black people have been denied access to things and then they turn around and they say, you must allow black people in. God, how can I not remember something that simple? But anyway, Clarence Thomas was given that position because then Justice Thurgood Marshall, who was a black man, died, and so they replaced him with another black man because they wanted to make sure. What is that term?
Affirmative action.
Affirmative action.
Tom, you are the savior. Thank you today.
Who was that?
L.A. Tom, again.
How
saving us.
Listen, I'm a black man in America. I've been that way forever, and I can't remember affirmative action. I need a break. I really do. Need a break. How can I not remember?
It's been a long weekend. It's okay.
You know, again, that's how Clarence Thomas got his seat. And then he turned around and said, I don't believe in affirmative action. Hey, man, that's how you got where you are. The reason that he was appointed was because of the death of the first black Supreme Court justice, Thurgood Marshall. And then he gets in and he goes and he closed the door on others because he's a Republican. Now listen to this. The thing about a man like Clarence Thomas is that you hear people say, and I remember when I was a younger person and Republicans would constantly tell me and say to me that, man, you should be thankful that, aren't you happy that Clarence Thomas is a Supreme Court justice? As a black person, you should be thankful that there's a black man on the Supreme Court. And I would say, wait a minute. When Thurgood Marshall was on the Supreme Court, I remember him. I was thankful for that man because I know he was just. And I know that he was a fighter for what's right and that he wasn't a puppet. But we know who Clarence Thomas is. We've known who he's been all the time. Sam, who do we have on the line?
First up, we have Bill from Oconomowoc.
Hey, Bill, how you doing? Thank you very much for the call. Now, how come, Bill, I need a break, man. I can't remember affirmative action. I can't remember the contract for America. What is happening? Well, I know what's happening.
I'll tell you what's happening.
Let me do it quickly. I'm spending too much time watching conservative news.
Well, you got a point. But here's what's happening. I'm 73 years old, Earl, and there's going to come a day when I'm going to meet new people every day.
Right.
You think you're losing your memory a little bit. Get to be my age. But, you know, like I said, I meet new people all the time.
Yeah,
I just don't remember,
Bill,
who the heck they are anymore.
But, Bill, you're not on the radio 3 hours a day, 5 days a week, and I'm supposed to remember.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true, Earl. And you know what? I think you do need a well-deserved vacation or something. You know, air it out. Come on, buddy. I'll go drink beer with you.
Hey, Bill. What are your thoughts? You're 73 years old. You know the prominence of the United States Supreme Court. You know that all that is this nation, that the Supreme Court is supposed to be the one thing, the one entity that makes the nation what it's supposed to be. And it's not supposed to be political. It's supposed to be fair and equitable and all those kinds of things. Do you believe in it now?
Well, let me just tell you about that. I realized when Newt Gingrich wrote his memoirs or whatever and said, no longer do we have friends across the aisle, we're going to war. And then entered Scott Walker. Well, and then the Heritage Foundation, all these far right wing
the Federalists.
Right, all of them. Throw them in one big, they had one goal, control the Supreme Court.
Yeah.
Well, they've got that control, it's here and now. But here's what I say on this overturn of Roe v. Wade. I can't give you any answer what I think, because if they're coming for me and my reproductive organs, I'll tell you what I'm thinking. I thought they were the little government people. Now they want to legislate a woman's body by a bunch of old, fat white guys. That's BS. That's insanity. I don't believe in abortion. I'm a Christian man. I don't believe in abortion. But there are certain cases. You got to look at everything objectively. Clarence Thomas came in with way too much baggage. We knew that. We knew that, but just like Kavanaugh.
Right.
Kavanaugh was the biggest joke we ever had, and those far righties hate it when Kamala Harris put his finger in the ringer and said, I'm going to ask you tough questions. My point is that what did we expect when we knew the conservatives were going to load the court? Now, here's what a lot of people don't realize. Biden can smoke this whole thing. He can set that on fire and say, no, I'm reversing. He's got the power to do it. And we can overturn this. I think these Republicans bit off more they can chew, and now based on the minority reports or majority reports, they don't want this in our country. I think the far right's gotten so crazy, they just react. They don't even think what the
Bill, it's a civil war. As I stated earlier, it's not going away. These people are going to be marching all the way through 2022. And you don't know the full totality of what is going to take place. It's not going to go away. Thank you very much. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.